One of our listeners, Dwight Lee Walter, pastor of the Congregational Church of Patchogue, Long Island, brought this next item to our attention, and we thought, given the news lately, you might also appreciate. Now, many churches have a blessing of the animals in October to celebrate St. Francis of Assisi. But this past Sunday, Pastor Walter held a blessing of the stuffed animals, and 83-year-old congregant Bill Powey was one who brought his.
My animal was given to my wife a year ago when she was temporarily at Momentum Nursing Home. And that's where she is now. She's dementia and can't be taken care of at home. And so this bear sits on her table next to where her chair is, where she always sat in the great room. We've been married 58 years. And so I'm living up to my vows now that I took all those years ago to sickness and health, and this is it. This guy is representative of that.
That being the stuffed animal. We just had to call Reverend Walter. Reverend, a blessing of the stuffed animals.
Those relationships that people have with stuffed animals can be just as real as the relationships they have with live animals or even with humans. Commitment, caring, and willingness to sacrifice. My daughter routinely would be sleeping on the floor because there was no room for her in the bed. Too many stuffed animals lined up shoulder to shoulder under the blankets with a pillow fluffed up behind their heads.
It's like the Velveteen Rabbit. So we heard from Bill Powey. Were you surprised that it was adults as well as children?
No, people hold on to these. I know women who've gotten rid of husbands, boyfriends, but they're not going to get rid of their stuffed animal. So I thought adults have these relationships also. And we had at least a dozen adults that showed up and about 40 children. Mm-hmm. One gentleman, his wife is experiencing memory loss, and that stuffed animal was a gift to him. And sometimes it stays in his home, and sometimes it stays with her in the nursing home, depending upon who needs it more.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it was a lovely day. Reverend Walter, thanks so much for sharing it with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
And thanks as well to Charles Lane, who recorded that day for WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Stuffed animals, very important. I remember my Teddy Ruxpin when I was growing up.
Oh, you still have it.